And right now, it is time for a check on sports. The song goes out to the Knicks. This is Chopin's classical funeral march. The New York Knicks got third pick. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
Third pick. Third pick.
What'd I tell you?
And it could have been worse if some of the teams had traded up. It could have been worse. They could have been
yeah, they could have got the fourth pick that the Lakers got, yeah. Still from the lottery balls. And thank the NBA for that, because this is supposed to stop teams from dumping games. So if you suck, but you don't suck as worse as the worst team, yeah. you still could get the golden carrot.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. What a disaster, NBA. Well, keep watching. They should change the NBA to the three-point shot. They should just say it. And the three-point league today, what a joke.
So.
And only the Knicks. Only Knicks now, this can happen
to. The only good news about this whole thing is...
There is none.
Yeah, there is. Because
what is it?
They have a ton of money to spend.
They're going to screw that up, too.
Well, that's true. I don't doubt that. But they do have a ton of money to spend. So we'll see what happens.
I heard they're going to sign Michael Jordan and Kobe. They're going to give them contracts.
They might even bring back Magic.
Maybe. They'll sign the big three, they said.
That's right.
Throw Larry Bird in there, too.
That's the big four. And wheelchairs will be provided.
There you go. Only the Knicks. Knicks fans... Stop watching basketball. Watch lacrosse or something. You shouldn't suffer your entire life.
I just feel so bad for them. I really do.
We knew it. We said it. We said it would happen.
It's amazing. There's just no luck. The Dolans have to sell that team for the luck to change. They have to.
I don't know. Maybe they need to move the team to Puerto Rico or something. Who knows?
Well, or move it to New Jersey and just call them the Knicks.
Well, we had that experiment already. They went to Brooklyn.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, anyway, so that's it for the Knicks. So basketball season's over before it begins. All right. So we go to baseball. Now, the Yankees last night, after the debacle the night before of waiting 2.5 hours, they canceled the game last night. I think it was like 5:00.
Yeah, they finally pulled the plug. They forewent with the paying of the the parking and the beer and everything else. They gave the people a break last night, folks. They didn't say come here and hang out for 2 hours before you can pull a plug on the game. Yeah. They pulled the plug the way it should have been. And it should have been pulled even earlier than that, because all it did was rain all day yesterday.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. They should have done that the earlier night. Now they're going to play a doubleheader in August. But these aren't real doubleheaders. See, when I was a kid, a doubleheader meant you got in. Now,
you sat down at 1:00, and you didn't leave till 7:00, and you watched 2 baseball games.
Now, that excluded the day-night doubleheader.
That didn't exist when we were kids.
Sure it did.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't. There was only one doubleheader. You played one game after another. You played a game, half hour later, you started another game.
I just remember.
I never remember a day-nighter, and you're older than me.
I went to a lot of doubleheaders as a kid.
Oh, so did I. Yeah. And it always used to be the Houston Astros playing the Mets. For some reason, that was always the doubleheader. 66, 67, 68. It was always them, the Mets and the Astros.
All right, where do we want to go in sports now?
Hey, with baseball.
All right.
Chris Sale struck out 17 in 7 innings last night against the Rockies.
And he still
and the Red Sox lost.
Yeah, 5-4.
I heard he must be a Knick fan.
Yeah, I heard that he had 17 strikeouts, and I said, "Oh, Red Sox probably won 2-0 or 3-0." When I heard that they lost, I said, "Wow."
Yep. Their bullpen failed them once again.
What a waste of 17 strikeouts.
Gave up 3 hits, 17 strikeouts and no walks. No walks in seven complete innings. Gave up two runs. They were leaving. They left. He left, and they were up 3-2. And then the top of the eighth inning, they were losing. So the Red Sox had to come back to tie the game to send it to extra innings, in which they lost it.
All right. Oof. Vlad Guerrero got his first two home runs of his major league career.
Yeah, that's nice.
There were some bombs he hit.
You know, hits bombs.
He reminds me of fielders. He's a fielder.
Dewey Hershelberger hits bombs.
Doesn't he remind you of Fielder when Fielder was young?
No, Fielder was fat.
Wow. Vlad's a pretty good-sized guy.
No, not even close. He's not in the same zip code or area code as Fielder. No.
All
the
right.
Father or the son.
All right. Where else do we want to go now in sports?
Oh, Fielder. You kidding me? Where else we want to go?
Yeah.
Well, today's the draw for the Preakness.
All right.
And it's supposed to be nice weather Friday and Saturday, and I'm looking forward to some decent racing for a change.
There you go.
As opposed to the way it fell apart in Churchill Downs with the rain and everything, and hopefully we'll get some nice sunny skies. Notoriously, it's been beautiful for Preakness Friday, but for Saturdays it's poured. I remember the days, and even last year with Justify it poured down there. I remember the days when I used to drive down there to punch. And Friday mornings, man, it poured, and Saturday I was down there for some real deluges. But this weekend, I think they're gonna take care of business with the sun. So hopefully, some nice weather in Baltimore. And you know, Carolina played a great game last night.
Yeah.
But you know, when you play a great game, you have to win. You can't. There's no such thing as playing a great game and losing. Boston took care of them 2-1. So, for all intents and purposes,
it's over.
The Bruins are in the Stanley Cup final, and the town of champions is going to have another chance to add another notch on the belt.
All right. Now, I'm going to get a little day-night doubleheaders were in existence up until 2002. That's when Major League Baseball, when they...
Day-night doubleheaders were involved since 2002, but they didn't exist in the 60s and 70s.
No, but they were banned in 2002.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but they were around until 2002,
yeah.
But they did not exist in the 60s and 70s.
No, but I remember day night doubleheaders is all I was saying.
Yeah, but not when we were younger.
Yeah.
Not when we were kids. When we were kids, for $3.50,
you got
a box seat in Shea Stadium, and you got to see two games.
Yep. But then the day night came along where we're two separate games.
Yeah.
And that's basically what the Yankees are doing.
That's what they're doing now.
But they don't call it that.
No.
They call it some other stupid thing.
Yeah. But no, imagine that, folks. For $3.50, you got to sit 20 feet from the field and you watch two baseball games for $3.50. Same game. Now it costs you $350.
That $350 doesn't even buy you a pretzel.
No. It gets you a half of the figure eight pretzel.
All right. I'll check with you tomorrow morning.
I'll be here. Tomorrow we'll do some Friday racing at Pimlico.
All right.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care.
Enjoy the sun.
Oh, yeah. Mike Gossi with a check on sports this morning and kind of a nice weather forecast. Enjoying the sun on Robin Hood Radio.